May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi there, good afternoon to you. So just give you the rundown then. Jesus M4, Queens M4, Sydney Sussex M2, Jesus M5, Kings M3, Darwin M3, Clara M4, Corpus M3, Emmanuel M4, Emmanuel M5, Churchill M3, Homerton M3, Unisall M3, Pembroke M3, St Cat's M4, St Cat's M5, Pembroke M4, LMBC M4. Becca, you're at the starting stations. Becca.
I'm at the start. The crews are just being pushed off. So all the crews are sitting with the coxes holding onto the bung, holding them up. And that's the gun now. So they're off. Jesus are looking like they're pushing through. Queens are trying to press up. Sydney's just coming past me. That's Sydney M2. Looks like Queens are probably just inside station and Jesus maybe are the first with Jake. I've got now Jesus M5 coming past me now. They're looking like they've taken maybe a couple of seats out of Kings M3 who are chasing. So Kings M3, and that's now one length off Jesus M5. Kings M3, one length of Jesus M5. They're moving up pretty rapidly. I've now got Darwin M3 coming past me. They would say they're about two lengths away from Claire M4, who they're chasing. Claire M4 have just been bumped by Corpus Christi M3. That's Claire M4 have just been bumped by Corpus Christi M3 at about station 2. So now they're all pulling in. So I've now got Emma M4 running past me. Emma M5, I would say, are about on station to Emma M4. So they're probably looking about similar speeds at the moment. So behind Emma M5, we've got Churchill M3. I'd say they're about a length off. I'd say Churchill M3 are half length to a length off Emma. Emma M5, that is. Now, there's quite a big gap until we get to Homerton. So this is Homerton M3, and Hughes Hall M3 have got overlap on Homerton. So he is looking like a bump in the next few straights. There's a good 3 feet of overlap on this cream. So this is... So Homerton have just conceded. Hughes Hall M3 have just bumped Homerton M3. Hughes M3 have bumped Homerton M3. They're clearing. So we've now got Pembroke M3 coming through. I don't have any room for them to get through. And then, okay, Hughes, Pembroke M3, the best about getting through. Now there's probably a good 3 or so length gap until we get to the next river, which is a St. Cat's tree. I'm going to check one of the cat's trees, and I can see one, and I can see Maggie behind. I'm going to assume this is at M4, and that means that Pembroke M4 has run St. Cat somewhere before the St. Cat's tree, that is before the Mosebay Bridge. I've now got LMBC coming through. There's a very big gap between them and the St. Cat's crew. I think they're 4-3. I'd say there's probably maybe 4 or 5.
To Beth.
So I've just got Lady Margaret coming through. Beth. So this is all the crews past me. If I pass that to Mike, there might be some action happening at first place. To Beth.
Yeah, I've just seen a couple of manual crews go round, but Beth, what's happening with you at Grassley?
Okay, we've had the first three crews come past me. Jesus were looking very good as they were coming out, but I think there has been a bump between Sydney Sussex M2 and Queens M4 up towards the plough. They were looking very tight, so Sydney Sussex M2 have bumped up on Queens M4 there, but Jesus have come past very strongly. It also looks behind me that there's been another bump between, I think, Churchill and Emmanuel 5, as another Emma boat rose past. So Churchill have bumped Emma 5, and Sydney Sussex have bumped Queens M4 at this point in the river. Jack, can you see anything up where you are?
Yes, the tranquility of the river cam has been disrupted by Jesus M4 powering down the river. They're looking very strong. There's absolute clear water between them and, well, it will be Jesus M5 by now, won't it? Sydney Sussex M2, remember, bumped up on Queens M4. So Jesus M4 looking very strong to row over. Back to Beth. Grassy, is there anything happening there, Beth?
I've just had Pembroke M3 row past me, which makes me suspect that something has happened further up the division between Darwin and Kings and Jesus. Mike, have you seen anything back around first post corner?
Right, so earlier on in the division, we saw at first post initially Jesus, Queens and Sydney Sussex were rowing through on stations. Then Sydney Sussex caught Queens up and bumped them later on. Jesus M5 and Kings, Becca will be able to tell you. Didn't they bump her earlier on? Becca? Okay, no time for Rebecca then. I'm not sure about those two crews. I think it was a bumper earlier on. Darwin, I think I'm pretty certain I saw row through with clear water. The Jair M4 with the Lowell Cox, the plant drive, were bumped by Corpus Christi M3. Manuel M4 rowing over the M5. Manuel M5 were bumped by Churchill M3 in the gut. Homerton M3 were bumped by Hughes Hall M3 earlier on the course at first post reach. Pembroke M3 are still rowing, looking good for a row, but as are St. Cat's M4. St. Cat's M5 bumped by Pembroke M4, LMBC M4 at the back, looking good to Rover. Let's just throw up to the top. Jack, there's a couple of crews rowing. Pembroke M3 and Cat's M4. Any sign of a battle between those two, Jack?
Yes, we've just had Darwin M3 come through, hotly pursued by Emmanuel M4. Coming past me right now is Pembroke M3. There's, I would say, around 2 to 3 lengths between them and, I think it is Emmanuel M4. So it's going to be interesting as we go into the long reach to see what happens. Oh, yes, there looks to be some degree of overlap there. Emmanuel M4 and Darwin M3 is tricky to see from here. But they're going into the long reach with... It's going to be close towards the end. We've now got St. Cat's coming past, St. Cat's M4 coming past, but there's quite a lot of distance between them and the next boat up. The final boat's come through LMBC 4 at the very back of the pack. As we go into the long reach then, just to sum up, we think it is Emmanuel M4 right now heading towards the railway bridge, but very hotly pursued by Pembroke M3. It doesn't look like there will be any other bumps. That, if there is a bump, if I was putting money on it, it would be that one, definitely. But they've all come past me now. All the boats have come past me. It remains to be seen what happens right at the finish line. Mike, have we got any news from further up the river of any of those bumps which we might have missed?
So the summary so far then, Jesus M4 row over at the top. Queens M4 bumped by Sydney Sussex M2 later on the course, just up grassy. Jesus M5 were indeed bumped by Kings M3 on first post reach. Darwin M3, well, they looked like Emmanuel M4 were closing on them for the over bump, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. So provisionally we'll say that Darwin M3 probably going to row over. Claire M4 with the driver who can't drive were bumped by Corpus Christi M3. I'm sorry, I'm victimising you, but you know, if you're gonna cox badly, do it on the race, it's not the way up. Manuel M4 looking good for a row over then if they don't manage to catch Darwin M3. Manuel M5 definitely bumped by Churchill M3 in the gut. Homerton M3 bumped by Hughes Hall M3. Pembroke M3 looking good for Rover. St. Cat's M4 not managing to bump back Pembroke boat that got me yesterday. So St. Cat's M4 looking good for Rover. St. Cat's M5 bumped by Pembroke M4. Two colleges who are arch rivals there. And LMBC M4 sandwich boat at the back looking good for a Rover. Right, we'll come back to the studio results update in about 5-10 minutes' time.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Yeah, you're back with the studio.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance, and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.